This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Morning, America. Back again, Gun Owners News Hour, fresh back off of my little trip to Las Vegas to SHOT Show. You'll hear more about that as time goes on. Today, it's been a week since I got to talk any sort of politics in this manner. So let's talk about some of this stuff. If you've ever seen Scarface, Tony Montana will give you the natural progression of the way things work. Because they're talking about, he's trying to get Michelle Pfeiffer. And he's telling his buddy Manny that first you got to get the money, then you got to get the power, then you got to get the woman. Well, in the totalitarian leftist mindset, the first thing they got to do before they can take you the way of the totalitarianism is they got to disarm you. And then when they disarm you, then you can get Michelle Pfeiffer. Coming out of Venezuela, which is where everybody wants to be Venezuela for some reason in the United States. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, she'll say Sweden, but she wants to be Venezuela. Recently in Venezuela, some hired Cuban goons working for the Venezuelan Sabin secret police, they were at work. Coming out of Caracas, the president of Venezuela's opposition-controlled National Assembly was briefly arrested on Sunday, 2 days after declaring that he was prepared to take over temporarily as the country's leader in a renewed push to oust President Nicolas Maduro from power. The opposition leader, Juan Guaido, was captured when a van he was traveling in was stopped on a highway on Sunday morning. A video recorded by a driver on the highway appeared to show masked, heavily armed agents from the Bolivarian National Intelligence Service pulling Mr. Guaido from his vehicle and pushing him into a white van before driving away. The message here is that we can come after you anytime and take you away. We did that to your political mentor, Venezuelan opposition leader Leopoldo Lopez. We'll do it to you. You will be kept in a dark cell for years and years without trial. You will get thin from lack of food. Your hair will grow long, and maybe we'll do a little torture. You'll be in our dungeon, and no one will know if you're dead or alive. All the complaining for the international community to follow won't stop us. It won't even scare us, because we will get away with it. We did it with Lopez. We always do. That little thuggery demonstration from their highway goons is a warning. It's a warning to all of us. It's a warning that when you have a government that has seized all power, when they have what we term a monopoly on violence, then the only ones that are going to do violent things are going to be the government. Even the New York Times, they came out with this, they said this. Iris Varela, the minister who oversees the prison service, posted a threat to the opposition leader on Twitter. I have your cell ready with your uniform. I hope you name your cabinet quickly so we know who is going with you. Now, can you imagine, I don't know, Eric Holder doing this? Imagine the Attorney General of the United States going out and threatening on social media that he's going to take down, literally take down some member of the media, somebody in opposition in politics or something else. Can you see how bad this is? Guaido's crime was to say he would be willing to leave the country if Maduro is pushed out. We do that every 4 years and 2 years and 6 years, don't we? So based upon that, this is why Fidel Castro ran Cuba for so long, because it was never a question. There was never even an opportunity to have somebody else, because I'm in charge and you will do as I say. Now, Venezuela, in a very short period of time, has gone from a democracy, which was a oil-rich country and the the, you know, just the apple of the eye of South America to what it is today, where they're chasing the zebras through the streets. And all of that was able to be put that way because they were disarmed. Now, Maduro should be pushed out because he is in office based on a completely fraudulent election and an illegally executed inauguration in front of his handpicked judges instead of the legally mandated national legislature. And the international community, starting with Bigfoot, Brazil, is recognizing Guaido as president. We're coming close to saying the same. And we're also saying that we'd like to see a new government, but other countries like Paraguay have cut off diplomatic ties. The Latin multinational bodies are blasting the detested Cuban-run regime. Venezuelan observer Pedro Borelli tweets that they're making mistakes. He notes that it was Cubans who ordered the arrest because Cubans run the Venezuelan Secret Service. Huh. So, and he added that they were very impressive hypocrites in yelling about interference in another country's internal affairs as they hauled off the local Venezuelan politician in their white SUV. The foreign goons likely have been claiming that Guaido, of all people, was an agent of foreign powers. What does that sound like to you? Does that sound like them getting out there saying, President Trump is Putin's puppet? It's amazing how totalitarians, it doesn't matter what language they speak, it doesn't matter where they come from, it doesn't matter how old or young they are, they all sound the same. New York Times reports that the Maduro regime now seems to be running scared. They say Jorge Rodriguez, Venezuelan communications minister, called Mr. Guaido's arrest arbitrary and said it had not been ordered by the government. He also said, we have learned that there have been an irregular situation where a group of officials acting unilaterally initiated an irregular procedure against Congressman Juan Guaido. And he added that the matter had been solved. Those officials who volunteered to install this show are to being dismissed and subjected to the most stringent disciplinary procedures. That's all baloney, of course. That's all. The international pressure, no country today can exist without some form of trade. So, naturally, some countries try to interfere in the affairs of other countries. I'm not saying that's good or bad, but what I am saying is that in a lot of ways, they're in trouble. Because in Venezuela, if they're not in control of things like this, what are they in control of? Who's giving the orders there other than the Cubans? Which, take the Cubans and, you know, change that to Democrats if you want to. Now, I'm going to take you back to 1983. This is one of the events that led to me joining the military. Because in 1983, we went to Grenada. And Reagan sent in troops to throw out a communist thug regime run by Cubans, which threw out an earlier communist thug regime. And it took military intervention to get that mess squared away. And the Russians were watching when that happened. And what a coincidence. The Cubans now running things in Venezuela, in apparent defiance of the Chavista communists, as they are speaking now, are the same Cubans who created the hideous nightmare in Grenada, where there was no weapons, no armed populace. This is how they roll. These are the people who harmed the American diplomats with sonic waves that rolling in Venezuela. Reagan referred to them as a brutal group of leftist thugs. They're like succubi on the host country's resources, but they also institute arbitrary arrest, torture, human rights violations of all kinds as an entity unto themselves, no matter what the local communists might say. The good part about that is if they were to try to do that here, we would kill every one of them. Trying to invade America and put that in place is a foolish proposition. The guerrilla warfare that would result from that, well, that would be quite a spectacle for the rest of the world to watch, because we would not stand for that. Because we just not going to have it. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Baby.
well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale priced for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. You know, one of the things that the people that always want to seem to disarm us, if you look at them, their template is always the same. Climate change, that's a good one. And healthcare is also a good one. With climate change, what they want to do is they want to stop development, and they want us to regress technologically. Not going to happen. Never going to happen. For all of these people that are out there calling for this, to actually, if they had to actually live that way, it would never. I mean, it's not going to fly. Now, of course, they don't expect to do that, but it would eventually work out that way. The same with gun control. What they want to do is they want to say that guns don't exist. They want to snap their fingers and everything dissolves. And there are those, of course, that think we can do without the Second Amendment. Because after all, there has been repeals that they've been proposed. I would love for them to throw open a constitutional convention. They think the Electoral College is bad. Wait till all these states come online. Because, you know, what they would get out of that would be horrible. There's a lot of people that are afraid. Well, what? Listen, this country was founded on being bold. We can still be bold. But this is an example of serious people wanting to repeal our right to keep and bear arms. Many who propose this argument would say that there would still be guns here, but that the government would impose limits supposedly for the betterment of society. However, getting out there and saying that the right doesn't exist but will allow you to have it means that at some point they may change their mind. Them getting out there and saying that the government would manage to regulate things. But the government can't run the background check system. The background check system has so many holes in it. It's beyond the pale. There's 7 million felons not on the background check system. There is no compelling law that says that everybody has to report people to the background check system. It just says you can be prohibited or you are prohibited, but that only holds weight if you are put in the background check system. Now, Canada, which is our neighbor to the north, they don't have the Second Amendment protection. And right now in Canada, a whole bunch of just regular law-abiding people are about to become outlaws because there's going to be a handgun ban there. It's looking like a real possibility. The Canadian Coalition for Gun Control said in a November fundraising letter that it got politicians to toughen a planned law against hunters and sports shooters and that the government's possible handgun ban is within reach. Now, wait a minute. I thought it was okay to be a hunter and a sports shooter. Why would you toughen the requirements for a hunter and a sports shooter when those are the preferred people of gun owners? Their letter outlined plans to further attack the rights of federally licensed shooters by demanding the seizure of their handguns and certain other firearms and by pushing for more privacy intrusions by the police. The document sought penalties and punishments only for honest men and women, not lawbreakers. The government has said they're examining a full ban on handguns and many rifles and shotguns owned by licensed owners. They also proposed Bill C-71 as a law to prohibit more guns and make it tougher for Canada's 2.2 million police-approved shooters to buy, sell, own, and transport firearms. The draft text will probably become law this year. That's not good. That's not good. Why would you target the most law-abiding people? Why are you going after them? Well, you know the answer to that. But this is not going to spill over directly into the United States. It won't because no one will try. See, gun grabbers, while they will sit out there and try to, they'll lie to your face. They will lie to you. I believe in the Second Amendment, but who needs a gun that you can't? Nobody hunts deer with a 90 round per second magazine. So they're lying to you. And listen, the gun grabbers are not against guns. They're just against you having guns. But, no one's going to try. Handgun bans were once the target of gun control efforts, and there's little reason to believe that it won't happen again, but it's not going to be something they're going to succeed in. There's a lot of problems with any of this stuff. It's important to remember that American gun grabbers like to look at places like Canada and Australia and France and Iceland and anywhere else they think they can to present arguments for gun control. The thing about places like, say, Iceland has a homogenous population, much like Japan. Japan purposely has a homogenous population. That's why you don't hear about the Islamics in Japan, because they don't allow it. Of course, Japan has issues. Japan has a huge suicide rate. They do have crime, but it's been sort of tamped down a little bit. But culture comes into play anytime you start looking at a society. Now, looking at us and saying we need to ban guns when we have, say, a porous border going on is a little, you know, disingenuous when we're out here, because we're not even looking at the culture. We're allowing a lot of things to come into play. And that's also part and parcel of what they do, because they want gun control. They want to ban guns. And they're going to ignore cultural factors here, too. Canada isn't exactly a criminal hotbed compared to most of the United States, so any correlations would be tenuous. And none of that will matter to the millions of Canadians who will be wanting a handgun for self-defense. They will have to figure out something else. And while Joe Biden might think popping off a couple of unaimed shots with a shotgun is a way to keep your family safe, reality is a little different. You need to identify the target before you squeeze the trigger. Handguns are great for checking the home to see what caused that bump in the middle of the night. There's a reason cops don't carry long guns only. Because when you're in close quarters, that's the best option. A handgun is the best option. Yet, Canadians are about to be denied that too. They're going to be relegated to using weapons that are less than ideal for the task of personal defense. All because someone who knows nothing about the topic thinks they don't need that particular tool. This is why we cannot allow any more ground to be given to the gun control crowd. This is what they want for here, too. They say they don't, but give them time. They're always looking for that next tragedy. The next tragedy, in order for them to they can't get what, they can only get what we give them. They can only get what we give them. So in order for that to work, they're going to have to guilt us into believing it. The trick is not to be guilted. And there is no reason to be guilted here in the United States. Because while they're talking about raw numbers, if they really want to make an impact on death, I mean, gunshots come in last. Of all the premature, 2.5 million people die a year in the United States prematurely. More than half of that is going to be the top three: cancer, heart disease, and medical misadventure. Why don't we ban cancer? That would take care of so many. We would save so many more people that way. If it saves just one life. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
The agreement between President Donald Trump and Congress to reopen government is only temporary to give a bipartisan conference committee 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan everyone can agree on. What if an agreement isn't reached?
If we don't get a fair deal from Congress, the government will either shut down on February 15th again, or I will use the powers afforded to me under the laws and the Constitution of the United States to address this emergency.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's response.
All understand the importance of securing our borders, and we have some very good ideas on how to do that, and that will be part of the discussion as we go forward.
Trump says back pay for federal employees would occur very quickly, but did not give a timeline. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
News Hour. I'm your host, Bill Frady. I have ceased. You know, one of the reasons I do what I do is because media is never going to, regular fake stream legacy media is never going to give gun ownership and stuff that happens with people that own guns a fair shake. We're never going to get fair coverage. And we're never, and especially from the British media. Now, I'm half British, so any of you out there that want to say something about me not knowing the culture, thanks. Good try. Try again. The British media are so, they've gone down the gun control rabbit hole so far that even their right-of-center publications tend to support gun control to some degree. This is why whenever somebody talks about, well, Bill, don't you like Fox News? Well, they're a bunch of Northeastern conservatives, and if you put them in Arizona, they'd be called Democrats. But then there was a column coming out of Britain that sought to poke some holes in some sacred cows many on the left have. And for me, there was a section on guns and gun owners. Very interesting. It says, gun owners are crazy people. On an ordinary day in 2011, writes criminal justice scholar Connie Hassett Walker, she found her husband watching a firearms video. She sat down with him, and that moment was the beginning of 5 years of research into videos made by gun owners that culminated in a book. For all those, she writes, for all the noise around gun control versus gun rights, there was a story that was missed by non-gun owners like me. How much these guns mean to those who own them. Americans live in a time of political polarization on a variety of societal issues, she writes. Both gun control and gun rights supporters would benefit from understanding how those with opposing political and social views see their identity and their culture. See, now, listen, Connie, the thing is, I know how those opposing political and social views see their identity and their culture. I swim in it. Those with opposing political and social views tend to dominate the national media, not just the news. You can see it in film and television and music and so on. I know They expect me to live my life because they have every opportunity to tell me just that. But the rest of it? I agree with some of that, but why wouldn't I? Gun owners are not unhinged people. I do not get up every morning, like after I get done doing the show, I'll be going out later today. And when I go out there, one of the things I really hope doesn't happen is I really hope I don't shoot somebody. I don't want to shoot anybody. One of the things that I have a lot of solace with is that, you know, I look at this government, and in its current form, I know they're not going to go tyrannical on me overnight. I'm not expecting society to collapse next week unless we have a EMP. I'm not even expecting a home invasion to be mugged at gunpoint. I'm not expecting it. Most people are never, all people are not expecting it to a certain degree. But there's a difference. For most of us, it's a matter of taking steps to prepare for the unexpected. I got a fire extinguisher in the kitchen. I keep a first aid kit in the car. Spare tire. I keep all those things, not expecting those things to happen, and I keep a weapon on me despite not expecting to need to use it. And I don't expect everyone to embrace guns. That would be foolhardy on my part. I mean, that would be one of the most foolish things I could try. But some people, and here's the thing, some people have no business carrying a gun on a day-to-day basis simply because they know they wouldn't be able to pull the trigger. That is a simple fact, and most of us tend to agree that there's no point in carrying it if you're not going to use it, especially where it might get taken from you. But I want somebody to make that decision for themselves. I want that to be your decision. I want that to be my decision. I own guns because I decided for myself. And I want others to be able to decide for themselves. And it's just that simple. And It's a pretty easy litmus test for me. If a politician, and I come across a fair amount of them, when I'm looking at a politician, if I look at one and I ask him, hey, how do you feel about me carrying a gun? If he looks me in the eye and says, I think that's your right. I think you were born with that right. It's your God-given right. It's pre-political. You got it. This guy's probably going to be conservative on a lot of issues. He's going to be very conservative on a lot of issues because he's a believer in liberty. So, for a lot of people, carrying guns, owning guns, represents freedom. And there are some, there's some supposedly free societies that may restrict guns. There are no tyrannical regimes that permit them. None. And that's something very important to consider when you start talking about restricting gun ownership in any way. It's only bad that those who are painting us with this broad brush, they never talk to us. They never engage in a debate. And that's a big problem. That is a big problem. And this is the thing. Most of the laws proposed are proposed by a bunch of people who are never going to be in any danger. Unless, of course, they go tyrannical. If the government were to go tyrannical, then every politician in this country would be in danger. And they should understand that. Now, I was horrified, for example, by what happened in Alexandria when the Democrat, the Bernie Sanders supporter, tried to kill all those Republican congressmen. And yet, for some reason, all the congressmen out there now, unless things are different, I haven't heard of them stepping up anything, but why are they all carrying guns? Why haven't they enabled themselves to carry guns? Because if they had not had that armed detail with Scalise, they'd all be dead. There was an object lesson in that for anybody that looks around and thinks, well, there are places that are more dangerous than each other. Well, do you think a congressional softball field where a bunch of Republican Congress critters are practicing for softball, wouldn't you think that would be safe? Wouldn't that be the place to go? And yet, it wasn't. And what that proves to you is there are no safe spaces. So, and they still don't get that in Congress. Our Congress does not get it. It flew completely over their heads. There's a handful of people that were there. They probably get it. Seeing is believing, that kind of experiences. But for the rest of them, I mean, Nancy Pelosi never has to worry about it. I remember hearing about, I don't know which Sulzberger it was, but it was either senior or junior, publisher and owner of New York Times, or executive director, whatever his title was. Mr. Sulzberger had a concealed carry permit in New York City. Mr. Sulzberger had never opened his own car door for him. He's never opened the door going into his building for himself. He doesn't push his own buttons to go on the elevator. And yet he has a gun for protection. Why does he need a gun for protection, and yet people who are actually out there with crime is occurring, they can't have a gun to protect themselves? Gun control is really an elitist proposition. And somebody pointing out that the people that are against guns never talk to us. In a lot of cases, on the one hand, I'll have to sit back and say, yeah, there's a lot of credence to that. That is 100% true. They won't take the time to get to know us and find out that we're not the mad dogs they make us out to be. But on the other hand, they're not interested in that. So while I applaud this British writer, at the same time, she probably needs to come to the understanding that it wouldn't matter if they did, because they just want to be in charge. But thanks for the effort. I appreciate that. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Somewhere they're speaking, it's already coming in. Oh, and it's rising at the back of your mind. You never could get in unless you were fed in. Now you're.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hvextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hvextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Gun Owners News Hour. We'll be talking about Las Vegas here soon, what I saw and everything else. If you're interested in that, I'll be bringing some people that I spoke to while I was there to get them on the show just because it's interesting. The gun industry is very interesting. The gun industry is actually a welcome break from politics, because politics is a dirty thing. Now, in the last segment, I was talking about where most totalitarian regimes don't allow gun ownership of any kind, right? They don't tolerate it. But now we have a soft sort of thing happening in certain countries. We already have it happening here, but I've seen it in Britain. But in Canada, where they're proposing a handgun ban, like I said earlier, they are going after a guy, a Christian activist named Bill Whatcott. I'll get to this in a minute. Now, I've seen frightening assaults on free speech before by kangaroo justice systems. And recently I've seen some really bad cases, and I'm not talking about in North Korea or some banana republic of China, but it's in Canada. And the stories in Canada, which, you know, Canada and the way they're trying to regulate speech is what spawned Jordan Peterson. And the stories from Canada are potent warnings to the U.S. If Congress and more states pass some anti-discrimination equality laws giving special protection to LGBTQ identities, hate speech prosecutions and compelled speech will surely follow. Which, there's something about the LGBTQ. While the government would do something to shore them up, they discriminate against them all the time, and I'll tell you how in just a little bit. Now, there can be no doubt, given the LGBT-driven lawsuits that we've seen against florists and bakers and wedding photographers. We've seen the Civil Rights Commission of Colorado try to compel speech from Jack Phillips of Masterpiece Cake Shop. Numerous battles over bathroom use. Forced use of silly pronouns in our media and colleges and public schools. And the EEOC already interprets Title VII, I think it is, to protect employees from sexual orientation discrimination. So we're already on totalitarian boulevard as far as some of this goes. Canada is just further down the street. This brings us to Bill Whatcott, a pro-family, born-again Christian activist. He's about to have his life ruined in Canada. With fines and possible jail time and ruined employment prospects and social ostracism. But he's decided to just not bend to the tyranny. and he's going to stand for free speech. But he has two ongoing cases that are discussed right now. December 2018, his hate speech hearing before the British Columbia Human Rights Tribunal, with further court action pending, hundreds of thousands in fines may be assessed. 2019, this year, he has an ongoing $104 million lawsuit in Toronto for a hate crime. And he was arrested in June of 2018 on a national criminal warrant. My gosh, what a desperado. What could this guy have possibly have done? Well, the Orwellian tyrants in Canada deem it criminal to speak the truth about transgender ideology and the health hazards of homosexuality. And he speaks from the unwanted Christian viewpoint. But then he added a dash of humor, and so he became an enemy of the state in Canada. Now, Canada's trying to do two things at one time. They're trying to prohibit speech and at the same time compel speech. They don't have a First Amendment in Canada. They do have something called the Charter of Rights and Freedoms from 1982. But it's as vague as YouTube's terms of service or standards. They have a huge loophole that the LGBT proponents are exploiting in their battles against discrimination. The guaranteed freedoms of conscience, religion, thought, belief, opinion, expression, press, assembly, and association are subject only to such reasonable limits prescribed by law as can be demonstrably justified in a free and democratic society. If you were like me and you're saying to yourself, I don't even know what he just said. I don't know what I just said. So, so as long as you're not advocating genocide or violence, based upon that, the defenses spelled out in the law should protect someone like Whatcott, who simply has an unpopular view on a politically correct subject. But then we have the reasonable limits on the enumerated freedoms that have been enacted to protect identifiable groups, identity politics. Let me tell you how we discriminate against LGBTQ, and they don't even know it. The ATF discriminates against LGBTQ. Why? How do they do that? If you go and buy a gun and you fill out a form 4473, on the form 4473, they're going to ask you a bunch of different things in order to identify who you are. Now, if you were born, Joe Smith, if you're born Joe Smith, but you identify as Josephine Smith, they may have trouble identifying you if you mark down that you're a woman. They have the man-woman, male, female, whatever it is. I don't remember which block it is you check, but they have that as an additional identifier. Now, they already have your Social Security number. They have your address. They have your date of birth. They know where you lived. They know where you were born. They have a whole bunch of things to identify you with. And they have that, too. And I don't know how that works with an LGBTQ person trying to buy a gun. Here I am. Talking out about gender dysphoria, and at the same time I'm saying, but they discriminate against you, LGBTQ community. The very people that you're trying to get to hold me down, they're holding you down. So, I mean, I look at that, excuse me, and does anybody see the irony there? Canada has enforced prohibitions on speech for some time. Since 2003, you cannot speak critically of sexual orientation. In 2013, their Supreme Court ruled that early flyers by Whatcott warning of homosexual health risks amounted to prohibited hate speech, especially the use of the word sodomite, which is a biblical term. Orwell had something to say about such prohibited speech. He said, quite apart from the suppression of definitely heretical words, reduction of vocabulary was regarded as an end in itself, and no word that could be dispensed was allowed to survive. Newspeak was designed not to extend, but to diminish the range of thought, and this purpose was indirectly assisted by cutting the choice of words down to a minimum, which was from, you know, this is coming out of 1984, the principles of Newspeak. Even scarier, Canada's moved beyond prohibitions of speech, because now they're compelling speech. You are now compelled when it comes to gender identity or expression. according to transgender protections to federal law in 2017 and British Columbia law in 2016. Pronouns and new names chosen by a trans person must be used, or you might face discrimination charges for misgendering or dead naming. Jordan Peterson warned about this outcome. In the British Columbia case, Whatcott was instructed by the state to call a man a woman, and since he wouldn't comply, he will be fined. He's in the thought crime nightmare now. Think about what I just said. I'm going to bring to you someone that identifies as female now, has the shoulders of a linebacker, bone structure of a man, you know, has the chromosome of a man. And I'm going to tell you, this is a woman. Call this a woman. And you're going to say no. And then I'm going to put the cuffs on you and take you away. That's that's why he's in trouble. That's one reason he's in trouble. He also put out a flyer, like I said, and the $104 million case is frightening, and it's absurdity, too, because of the flyer. And he passed out the flyer at the 2016 Toronto Pride Parade. And they all dressed in green. They call themselves the Gay Zombies Cannabis Consumers Association. There's the dash of humor. Everybody else was naked in the streets of, in the parade. But he got in trouble for passing out the flyer. This is why we have a Second Amendment, so we can protect the First Amendment. I'll be back in a week. So, in the meantime, keep your heads up and stay aware. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
Today's insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and small encoding to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor's leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.